I mean, hell, let's get this thing going. We're fucking working for a change. Other than me being exhausted. The great one is exhausted. I'm fucking exhausted, guys. You know, we got these fat people, and they say they can't help it. They can't stop themselves from eating. You know, I've taken a different perspective on this. I understand where they're coming from. I get it. I completely fucking get it. I have a similar problem, and I think it's only going to get worse, although maybe next week, if I'm lucky, there's going to be some circumstances that'll slow me down a little bit. You can scream and shout with all your might. Until then, you can scream, shout, whine, cry, still piss, moan, look for a safe space, this ain't it. Dig in your heels and hold on tight. You can shove your opinions up your ass, though either Trump and Fear's cock has something to keep it company. Don't forget, the ever-present, the most likely, the third possibility, you are wrong and I am right. Go fuck yourself. Ah, yeah, there we go. Let's hit the microphone. Perfect. First, we gotta do that. It wouldn't be an episode of Stating the Obvious Podcast without me smacking into the microphone as I adjust things once we get started, because I can never, of course, get things correctly adjusted before the podcast starts. God fucking forbid that should ever happen. To add difficulty levels to this podcast, which may not be one of the greatest podcasts I've ever recorded. You know, this one might not be one you're telling your friends about. I'm just going to let you know that up front right now. I got a shot glass of Plymouth Gin, the official beverage of the Cynical Libertarian Society. I have a mug of freshly brewed coffee right here in the Alice in Wonderland coffee mug that was given to the great one by a cute redhead. I'm doing this podcast sitting down because I am fucking exhausted. We all know that whenever I do a podcast sitting down, it's usually not very good because I got to be standing up, man. I got to be able to move around. But I'm fucking exhausted. So I understand when the fat people, they say, well, I just can't help myself from eating. I just can't stop myself. I've come to have a respect for this because I have the same fucking problem. My problem is that I can't keep myself from riding my bike and trail running. And the weather this week has been great. It's been in the 70s. I think it hit 80 one day, depending on where your thermometer was at. It's been fucking beautiful. And I'm like, oh man, I really need to podcast. I got all the shit I need to do. And I look outside and it's sunny and I ain't got to go to work. And we all know why I don't have to go to work, and we're not going to talk about that in this episode. It's not going to come up. That's what she said. And it's like, oh my God, it's so beautiful outside. And it's like, let's see, I could stay in the house. I could work on the computer and do the shit I need to do, and I could podcast, or I can get on my bike and I can bike to the fucking trailhead and I can go trail running. And I can't help myself. I just get on the bike and I fucking go. And I have, after not hardly biking and trail running for months, because there was this thing called winter when it's cold and shitty and the great one doesn't like going outside because it's cold and shitty. And by the way, if you want to tell the great one how shitty he is, you can send email to God, that's dog spelled backwards, God, at CYNLIBSOC.com on the interwebs. You can hit me up on Twitter if you want to. I haven't logged into Twitter today because this is what I talked about. I'm already kind of over it. For a while there, I was on Twitter like all day long checking. Now it's like, all right, I'll check into Twitter every now and then. I'll like some shit and retweet some stuff and I don't know, say something and see if I can get fucking kicked off or not, whatever. But I don't care because it's really fucking nice outside. I just got back in from a walk. But I haven't been lifting weights because I've been spending so much time on the bicycle and on the trail running. And my legs after having not done this for months, my legs are so fucking tired. I mean, from the waist down, I'm dead. I'm beat. I actually did lift weights today. Here at the house. I mean, all the gyms and everything are still closed, but thank God I bought a weight set many years ago. Boy, I've never regretted that. Whew. So I did just some upper body stuff. Man, I'm exhausted. I am physically exhausted. And you say, well, great. And because one day, this is Thursday when I'm recording this. You guys will hear this tomorrow on Friday. Yesterday, I was not going to go trail running because I was going to get other shit done. And I just looked out there and it's like, oh my God, it's so fucking, it's beautiful. I can't stay indoors. I literally, Hitler, could not control myself. I stopped what I was doing and I got on the bike. I put on my running gear and my running shoes and my running vest. I filled up my water bottles and I got the iPod, which is loaded up with a highly offensive podcast from the Aryan Radio Network, where they talk about things like how white people should, you know, have a right to exist just like other people, which is really, really offensive. Because we all know that white people should be exterminated because they're the greatest evil in the cosmos. Which is funny, because if you say that about the Jews, you're an anti-Semitic. But if you say that white people are responsible for all sorts of evil things, well, now you're enlightened. It's like if I said, well, you know, there's this guy over there and he, you know, had sex with a bunch of women and in exchange for them being in movies, and he's really fat and ugly and everything, and oh yeah, he's also a Jew. Oh my God, I'm anti-Semitic, I hate Jews, you know, all this. But if you say, yeah, all white people should die, oh, you're so enlightened. So anyhow, go fuck yourself. I don't know where that was going. Oh, because I was listening to Aryan Radio Network, and doing my trail running and my biking. Remember when I told you I went out that one day and there were 10? Count them, 10. That's two fucking hands, five fingers on each, 10 hot babes. And I said, yeah, watch. Now when I go out there the next... Because that, remember, that was the day I wasn't ready. Smelled like a dead animal, unshaven, looked like a homeless guy. Every time I've been going out running now, take a shower before I go running so I don't stink, shave, you know, looking good. It's like when a woman goes to the gym and she puts on makeup, right? Before she goes to the gym, you know what she's really going to the gym for. Yeah, I'm going running and biking for the exercise, but that's not what I'm really going running and biking for. Absolute fucking dearth of women. Nothing. 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 It's like some kind of, it's like the universe knows. See, as if there is a God, I think God has a very sick sense of humor. It's a good song by Depeche Mode, by the way. I don't want to start any blasphemous rumors, but I think that God's got a sick sense of humor. And when I die, I expect to find him laughing. As long as he's not singing like the great one. That's on, what is the name of that album? Ah, shit. I'm not excruciatingly familiar with Depeche Mode's music, but that album, if I could think of the name of it, is a great fucking album. God, I love that album. I may have to listen to that later on. What is the... Is... No. Fuck. Anyway. All right. So let's see. What else, Shai? What else is going on? So anyhow, next week, starting Saturday, in fact, we're supposed to get potential snow and some colder weather, which means that the Great One will probably not be going out running. So perhaps I will be able to get back into the mode. I've still been getting some stuff done. Oh, my God. How is it that everything manages to be exactly in the fucking way of the microphone stand? All right. Starting Saturday, it's supposed to get colder, potentially even some snow. And it's supposed to last like the entire coming week like Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and even Friday. Like it's all supposed to be fairly shitty. Like I think highs in the 40s, maybe the low 50s. The weather forecast here in Colorado changes. And I've talked about this before, bipolar Colorado. But I mean, it really does. You look at the weather forecast and you come back and you look at it 8 hours later and it can be radically different. But I'm almost hoping that it will actually be cold next week because that will keep me off of the trails and keep me home since there's nowhere to go other than the grocery store. And God, I have so much fucking food. I have so much. My freezer overfloweth with meat. Not because I've been hoarding meat, but it's because I go to the grocery store because other than there's only two places to really meet girls now. The grocery store and the trails. So I'm going to the grocery store. I was going to go to the store today and I sat and I looked. I was like, you know what? You really don't need anything. I do want to make some cheesecake because I got this cookbook. It's like 50 cheesecake recipes. I've never made a cheesecake. I've had this cookbook, and this is no bullshit. I've had this cookbook for 25 years. Easily. Because I bought it back when I lived in Texas. That was a long time ago. And so I'm like, I'm going to make a fucking cheesecake. I've had this book, all this. So I'm looking what I need to get a cheesecake. But it's like, I'm thinking, I'm like, but there's nothing at the store I really need. I'm not going to make the cheesecake today because I need to do the podcast and I got some other stuff. I'm trying to do some video editing and Adobe Premiere is fucking crashing. And I haven't done any video editing in well over a year. I used to do it on a regular basis. But I just haven't had any, I haven't done it in a long time. And so I don't know, is Adobe Premiere itself fucked up? Or is it just something with this particular file? So I got to figure that out. I fucking hope like hell. Because this is not the version of Adobe Premiere they have now where you have to pay for it every fucking month, which the great one is not going to play that fucking game. This was the old Creative Suite 6 that you just installed on your computer and you were done with it and you didn't have to make hostage payments. Speaking of stupidity. So anyhow, I got to figure out the video editing thing. I'm going to work on that probably after I get done here and try to figure out what's going on. Because I'm going to upload a couple of videos to my YouTube channel. Give you guys a taste of this great movie, which I mentioned. It's called The Women, and it is a documentary about women. And I want to put some clips from The Women up on my YouTube channel. It is a great movie, and it has Rosalind Russell in it, who I first saw in the movie His Girl Friday with her and Cary Grant playing the lead roles. Great movie. And Rosalind Russell she is smoking hot. Like, I fell in love with her when I watched His Girl Friday. And in this movie, so the women, the entire cast is nothing but women. There's zero men. And I mean zero men. There's not like a man in the background, any place, nothing. The entire cast is nothing but women. And it is essentially a documentary about female behavior. I'm telling you, if you listen to this podcast, you will get a fucking kick out of this movie. It's old, black and white. I don't remember what year. There's Google. You can find out. Anyway, it's just called The Women. It is so fucking funny. Oh, it's so good. And it's one of these things that's funny because it's accurate. It's so accurate. There's some clips I want to put up that will prove to you how accurate it is. The clips will most likely not be up in the show notes for this podcast. I mean, I don't know. Maybe I'll get it done by tomorrow and they will be in the show notes. But if not, when I get them up there, I'll let you know. And why? I'm just doing this for the fun of it. That's just for the fun of it. But goddamn, the movie's great. Rosalind Russell. This she exercises her more comedic acting skills in His Girl Friday, she plays like a very, you know, she's playing, it's a straight role, not a straight role, it's a serious role. She's a very witty, intelligent woman, you know, engaging in banter with Cary Grant and everything like that. Very sophisticated, the kind of woman you would like to meet in real life if they actually still existed like this, but they don't because now they all have metal stuck in their face and tattoos and they have three children by four different baby daddies. But in His Girl Friday, Rosalind Russell plays an actual strong, independent, free-thinking, competent woman. And she does it very well. In this movie, she's more of a Charlie Chaplin type, over-the-top, physical comedy parody of a high society, snooty, spying on other people, interfering in other people's lives sort of woman. And she does it very well. She is very funny. I mean, in so much as women can be funny. Anyhow, it's a good movie. That's why I went on about it for the last 20 minutes or whatever it was. All right, hang on. Let me get a drink of coffee and I'm going to I have no idea where this podcast is going, just so you know. I got some stuff here on my lap that I may or may not talk about. I got a pile of things right here. So there's sort of a course, but I really don't fucking know where this is going. Because I'm fucking exhausted. Because I have been literally, and you're saying, wait, are you? Yes, because I have been running and biking so fucking much. I've been on the trails for so many fucking hours, so many days in a row, that my body has literally not had any recovery time. I am fucking exhausted. And I couldn't take a day off because when I was going to take a day off to recover, it was so nice outside that I said, fuck it. And I went on and tortured myself. I was so exhausted on the trail. I couldn't even run the whole time. I like run and then walk for a little bit and then fucking run some more and then walk for a little bit and then run some more and then walk. That's how fucking tired I was, but I didn't care. God damn, it's nice outside. Ah. Oh. Today was the chilliest day in the last week. This was almost a recovery day. All I did was go out and walk around the downtown area. God, it's deserted. Downtown Fort Collins is like a fucking ghost town. A lot of the businesses have just completely shut down. And I mean, like all the stores and stuff, as in like clothing stores and all that shit, they shut down. The knick-knack stores. The hardware store is still open. But the restaurants, probably about half of the restaurants-ish, maybe 40%, 40 to 50%, have just gone into full shutdown mode. As opposed to a lot of the other ones, which are doing, you know, delivery and takeout. I noticed a lot of them, too, are also doing discounts. Like 20% off everything on the menu and all these other things. So it will be interesting in a bad way and a good way to see, you know, who recovers on the other side of this and who doesn't. And also, as I was walking around in downtown Fort Collins today, I noticed that even though there's a couple of empty buildings where restaurants were going into them, and it looks like the progress on those has halted because I was down there today during like normal working hours when I would have expected construction to be going on if they were still doing the renovations. But then there's other storefronts that are now vacant that I did not know were vacant, including one place that, I mean, that place has been there for the entire time I've lived in Fort Collins, and that's fucking gone. So we'll see what it looks like on the other side of this interesting economic decision that has been made by so-called experts. I am, and I think, here's what I think is going to happen too. I think that other people's podcast is actually going to become a regular feature here at the Cynical Libertarian Society. Right now, I'm playing with the idea of perhaps doing that every like Saturday or Sunday. And that way, instead of me having to put podcast in linkage and say, hey, you should go listen to this, I'll just put it in there and say, here, just fucking listen to this. Episode 199 of The Dick Show was fantastic. Because, shit. All right, but we're not going to talk about that. But we're not talking about the thing we're not talking about, okay? We all know what the thing that nobody can shut up about. That's not what we're talking about. But the response, I didn't say I wouldn't talk about the response. You know, Dick came in with his usual self, being his usual self, and he's talking about, I mean, and I'm going to do the very short version because you should go listen to this podcast, about taking away his First Amendment right to assembly and shutting down all these businesses and destroying the economy. And Sean, who is normally pretty fucking reasonable, you know, he's going off about, well, the experts have said this and the experts have said that. It's just like, how? I mean, I realize Sean is a stoner and he's an audio guy, so that's two strikes against him. But I'm just listening to Sean spewing this shit about, well, the experts have said this. I'm like, hold on. You know, like the WHO, right? The expert. I'm like, hold on. These are the same experts who sent out a tweet that said there's no evidence that the thing we're not talking about can be transmitted from one human to another. Okay, these experts, they're not experts. And Dick's trying to explain to Sean, and Dick's entirely right, that nobody is an expert on predicting the future, right? All of the projections about the thing we're not talking about, it's all guessing. And I know you can tell me about, you have a PhD, and you watched this video on YouTube, and you did a projection, and you used some math, and you did a computer. Yeah, just like the global warming wackos, who have never been right about anything. Just like, oh, fuck, what's his name? That fucking environmentalist, John, no. Oh, God, I made fun of, I did a podcast about him, because he's such an idiot. Every 10 years, he writes a book about how in 10 years, we're all going to be starving to death. Paul Ehrlich, because the earth can't produce enough food, right? He wrote the book, like he said, in the 1980s, everyone would starve to death because we couldn't produce enough food. Then he said we'd all starve in the 90s. And then he said we'd all starve in the aughts. He's never been right about anything yet. The global warming wackos, every year, the ice caps were going to melt by 2000. Then the ice caps were going to melt by 2010. Then the ice caps were going to melt by 2016. Now the ice caps are, yeah, none of these people have ever been right about any of this stuff. None of them. And Sean's just going, well, the experts have said we need to do what they say because they're experts. I'm thinking, Dick, will you reach over and will you slap the fuck out of him? You know, and I'm with Dick. Yeah, I'm always, Dick says this and things. He's always going to come down on the, how did he put it? He's always going to come down on the side of the Constitution. You know, and I know I put it quite the same way, but I'm always going to come down on individual freedom. And then somebody called in like, well, but we have to set aside individual freedom for collective freedom. And oh my God, I was out on the trail when this happened and I almost fucking lost my shit. Because there's no such thing as collective freedom, right? It's like saying, it's again, the analogy, which I stole from Stefan Molyneux, you can't have a forest without trees. Okay, it is the individual trees that make up a forest. There's no such thing as a forest without trees. So when you say, well, we have to put the needs of the forest first. Well, no, because without the trees, there is no forest, right? The needs of the producer come before the needs of the consumer, as Ayn Rand taught us, right? There is no such thing as collective freedom because the collective is comprised of individuals. Individual freedom is how you get to collective freedom. You cannot get collective freedom by limiting the freedom of the individuals. And I know this is hard for some people to understand. Those people are called statist. And for us to live in Ancapodice and have actual freedom, we have to kill those people. But no, there's no such thing as collective freedom. Okay? You know, and then I'm listening to this and I'm thinking, hold on. You fuckers do realize that Yeah. Oh my God. Hold on. Where are we at? We're at 24 minutes. Hold on. We're going to go for 20, 25. Hold on. 20. Yeah. We're going to go for 25 minutes. That's just on 25 minutes. You guys do realize that Hitler had experts who told him that exterminating the Jews would make things better for everyone, right? So if you're one of these goddamn fuckwits who thinks that because an expert says something, then you're anti-Semitic and you support killing Jews. All right, so shut the fuck up about your goddamn experts, because your fucking experts are guessing. They're doing a thing called guessing. And if you believe they're guessing, oh my God, look, they've got a chart, they've got a graph. It looks like a hockey stick. We're all going to die. No, they're guessing. They're fucking guessing. And it's time for you to go fuck yourself. No, we're not going to limit the freedom of individuals to increase the freedom of the collective. All right? It doesn't fucking work like that, you ignorant fuckwit. The thing we're not talking about has still only killed in Larimer County 8 people. All of those 8 people are still females over the age of 70. Okay, the thing we're not talking about, it's not a pandemic. It's not a pandemic. I don't give a fuck what you saw some fucking blue checkmark expert on Twitter tweeting with a goddamn fucking graph that looks like a hockey stick that scares you, okay? The experts are fucking guessing. There were experts who told Hitler and his advisors that the Jews were responsible for a lot of bad things, and if we got rid of the fucking Jews, everything would get better, okay? So shut up about your fucking experts unless you're willing to jump in with exterminating Jews for collective freedom. Because I'm fucking sick of your fucking experts. And I'm fucking sick of your collective freedom, man. Same, eh? How about them Broncos? All right, let's talk about something happy. Well, something that's going to make me happy. Yes, gassing Jews. How did you know? Okay, so I'm listening to this podcast right now. It's a guy, I can't remember his name. He wrote a bunch of books about Islam and how terrible it is. But anyway, he's going along. And he's talking about, you know, stuff like, well, he's studied the Islamic text and everything. And so he's saying, like, well, of the Islamic text, like 70% of it is about jihad or, you know, whatever. I'm making stuff up. But he's like broken this down. And then he gets to so the whole point of this, of course, is to explain why Islam is not a very good religion, we should not allow it in our country, right? Basically, it's anti-Muslim, anti-Islamic oriented. I mean, we can call it propaganda. Everything's propaganda. This podcast is propaganda. CNN is propaganda. Your precious fucking experts on Twitter with their blue check marks are propaganda. It's all propaganda. But anyway, the point is, he's trying to point out that Islam is dangerous. That's his goal. Okay? That's his purpose. And he gets to the part and he says, so the Quran, and so there's apparently, so I mean, assuming that everything he's saying is true, I don't know that it is. I don't know that he isn't. I mean, I think he's honest about all this stuff. This is verifiable, I'm sure. So apparently there's 2 books in the Quran, one that was written in Mecca, one that was written later in a different city. And then there's this other book. I've forgotten what he said it's called, but it's sort of like the stories about Muhammad himself. And so those 3 things are essentially what make up the sacred text of the Islamic religion. Okay. So he's going through all of this. And he gets to the, so, and again, he's trying to warn us that this is a bad thing. And he gets to the part, he says, so out of all of these books, it was 9-point-something% of it is anti-Jewish. And I'm like, okay, is this a selling point? And he says, as way of comparison, if you read Mein Kampf by Adolf Hitler, only 7-point-something% of Mein Kampf is explicitly anti-Jewish, but 9-point-something% of the Quran is anti-Jewish. And I'm like, okay, so you're kind of selling me on Islam. And then he gets to women, and like 70-something percent of all the times women are mentioned in the Quran, it's in a negative or submissive sense, I suppose. And it's like 5% of the time women are mentioned, it's in a positive way. But he says every time women are mentioned in a positive way, it's in relationship to them being mothers. I'm going, okay, so you're really selling me on Islam right now. So they don't like Jews and they don't think women should vote. You're really selling me on this. Speaking of selling things, beer. This is from Monday, December 16th, in the year of our Lord and Savior, the Trump and Fuhrer, 2019. As you may or may not know, Fort Collins is the home to New Belgium Brewery, which, as you may or may not know, is the originator of the Tour de Fat bicycle parade, which takes place originally in Fort Collins, but is now spread to other cities, including Austin, Texas, and some other cities that I don't know. But once again, if you don't know what I'm talking about, don't worry about it. And if Tour de Fat does happen in your town, then I know you know about it because it's like Halloween in the summer. It's a bunch of young girls. Well, I don't know about where you are. Here in Fort Collins, it's a bunch of college girls dressed up in skanky outfits riding around on their bicycles getting drunk. So I get some pleasure from it. Oh my God, speaking of that, a couple of days ago I was driving... one day I did drive out to the running trail because I was going, it was Tuesday, because I got together with my friends on Tuesday, as we always do, and we did not, thank God, because I was kind of in a bad mood about the whole thing, and I was like, our God, am I going to have to listen to any stupidity from them? Are they going to say anything dumb about the thing that we're not talking about today on the podcast? And there was only the tiniest amount of discussion about the quarantine and the thing that we're not talking about. And we just talked about other stuff, you know, like normal people just talking about other things. Oh, it was so fucking great to just interact with some humans and not talk about the fucking thing that I don't want to talk about. And so I'm driving to the running trail, and I went by City Park, and I'm like, holy shit, City Park, there's like chicks in bikinis all over the place. And I'm like, okay, I'm going to the wrong fucking place. So anyhow, whenever the weather picks back up, I think the great one's going to have to go check out City Park. We are under a stay at home, don't go out unless you have to. But like I said before, man, you're not going to tell people in Colorado. You are not going to tell people in Colorado they can't have their dope. I told you guys about when Denver tried to close the dispensaries and that lasted like 5 hours before they reversed that decision. You're not going to tell people in Colorado they can't smoke their dope. And you're not going to tell people in Colorado they can't go outside. The fucking parks and the hiking trails, there's people all over the fucking place. You're not going to keep these people indoors. No one's going to have that shit. And I appreciate that. I really do. I appreciate the fact that people are just like, yeah, I'm going to go hiking. I'm going to go biking. I'm going to go down to the park. I'm not going to sit in my fucking basement and cower in fear. All right, so anyways, New Belgium Brewery, which originated here in Fort Collins. It was one of those collectively, employee-owned. It was employee-owned. Now, they have said this story before on this podcast, but I'll say it again, and I will preface this as I did then, if I told the story, by telling you that everything I'm about to say is 100% rumor. None of this may be true, okay? It makes sense, but I'm not saying any of it's true because I've heard all of this from semi-reliable sources. So New Belgium Brewery came into existence, and it's employee-owned, right? And so the employees, you work there, you own it, they make the money, they pay the money, they pay themselves, yada, 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 right? Everything's ticking along. And then the first person to retire at New Belgium Brewery retired with the brewery retirement plan, right? And so all of a sudden, now they were paying this person who's retired but not actually doing any work. And then they had to hire another person to do his job, and they had to pay that person too. Then Obamacare came along, and suddenly now they had to pay additional money for everybody's health insurance. And the rumors I heard were that these things happened, and suddenly there was this, oh, wait a minute. You know, this sort of realization that the hippies, the dope-smoking hippies with their fucking beards and their fucking flannel T-shirts and the women with their unshaven armpits and the metal in their faces, suddenly, you know, the fun just sort of went out of owning the brewery because, oh, fuck, we actually have to pay people when they retire. Like, we still have to keep giving them money. And so the realization of math started to occur to them. So all of that, like I said, none of that could be true. That could be 100% lies. That's just what I heard. But it's believable because I know people who work there and I've known people who have worked there. It's very believable. So perhaps, because here's the thing. So New Belgium was bought by some corporation. That's what we're about to delve into. And there is a lot of consternation. But also talking to people I know who work there, now there's this also this great sense of relief because their attitude is, whew, now we have money. We're not worried. I'm like, so you were worried before? And they're like, yes. I'm like, oh, so you mean the employees owning the brewery wasn't this fucking panacea of free money that you thought it was going to be? And they're like, no. I'm like, oh, imagine that. Mathematics is a thing. So anyhow, this, you know, obviously this happened back in December because I just told you when the fuck the newspaper came out. Here we go. This is from the CSU Collegian, as is all the good stuff that I have. And yes, the college kids are gone, but I still have plenty of issues of the Collegian. Don't you worry. We are going to do some college kid podcasting soon. Hopefully I won't cough in the microphone like I just did right there. All right. Bikes, beer, genocide. Protesting New Belgium's buyer. New Belgium saw a protest titled "Bike Protests Have Titles Nowadays." Really? New Belgium saw a protest titled "Bikes, Beer, Genocide?" Question mark. On Saturday, December 14th, calling attention to the company's possible buyer, Kirin Company. That's K-I-R-I-N. No, I've never heard of them either. And their connections to genocide in Myanmar. M-Y-A-N-M-A-R. No, I've never heard of that either. And, god damn it. Why can nothing... Hold on, I'll be right back. Don't worry, lads and lasses. Great one is still here. Still here. Haven't completely left you on your own yet. Give me a second. Gotta fucking take care of business here. I'm taking a leak. That's all that's going on. Just hang on to old. I'm kidding. Kidding. I'm not taking a leak. All right. God, I'm starting to finally feel better. Because then after I went walking and realized just exactly how exhausted I am, then I came home and ate some food. And I didn't eat that much, but it was more than I needed. And I was like, oh, God, now I feel like I'm going to barf because I ate too much, even though I didn't eat an obscene amount of food. It was too much. I should have eaten about half of what I ate. Everything's starting to level out now. All right, leveling out. Myanmar. Myanmar. No, I've never heard of it either. The company, which is selling out after 28 years of being locally owned and almost two decades of being employee-owned, announced that they I don't have a water bottle. God damn it. Boy, I was really unprepared for this. Announced they would possibly be sold to Lion Little World Beverages, a subsidiary of Kirin, on November 19th. The announcement was met with frustration by employees and community members, but this protest was inspired by international issues. According to a report by the Human Rights Council, the Kirin company has been connected to the genocide committed against the Rohingya Muslims. Yes, goodness me. We wouldn't want any violence against any of those precious little fucking Muslims who, you know, apparently have devoted 9% of their holy book to hating the fucking Jews. But gosh, we wouldn't want to do anything. So which is it, the Jews or the Muslims? Why can't we just coexist? Yeah, how's that working out for you over there in the Middle East? How is your coexisting fucking going? Huh? How is that fucking coexisting going? I mean, if Muslims are such wonderful fucking people, how come they got so many conflicts with the fucking Jews? Okay, because certainly the Jews are wonderful people, right? They're God's chosen people. They've got astronomically high IQs. I mean, the average Jew has an IQ of like 243, right? They're so intelligent, and they're God's chosen people. Okay, so if the Jews are so fucking wonderful, and if the Muslims are so fucking wonderful, well, how come there's so much conflict in the Middle East? Right there around where Israel's at. Oh, I know, because it's colonialism. It's because those white people from Europe, right? It's all our fault. So anyhow, apparently there was a genocide of some Muslims that I hadn't heard about, because last time I checked, the only genocide in history was the Jewish genocide. In fact, nobody in the entire history of the human species, except for Jews and the people killed by the thing that we're not talking about, have ever died before. Rohingya Muslims in Myanmar, which I still don't know what Myanmar is, but I'm going to say it Myanmar just like that from now on, because that's what I'm going to do. I'm saying Myanmar. One of the company's subsidies donated more than $12,000 to the Myanmar Armed Forces, which committed recognized acts of violence against the Rohingya and other ethnic groups in the Rakhine state in an attempt to push them out of the area, according to a United Nations report. I don't know. Yeah, that could all be made up. Here's what I want to know. Since when did companies donate money to the armed forces of other countries. I'm a little baffled about this. It's like, today, Pepsi donated $20,000 to the Chinese military. I'm like, what? You know, Budweiser donated $30,000 to the Mexican army. Like, huh? Why are companies donating money to the government-controlled armed forces of other nation states? What the fuck is going on there? I mean, don't get me wrong, it's their money, but I didn't know that corporations could donate money. This is not something that, have you ever been like sitting around and just suddenly thought to yourself, wow, yeah, sure, it'd be great if Walmart donated some money to the military of another country. I mean, who even comes up with that? How does that go through your mind? At what point in your day are you sitting around thinking about how corporations should make donations to militaries? According to a document sent to the Collegian by Karen, this is what it says. According to a document sent to the Collegian by the Karen Organization of America, is this like a Karen? The Karen Organization of America. This is a thing, apparently. K-A-R-E-N. The Karen Organization of America. Legal action against the perpetrators of the genocide began December 10th. Quote, as a subsidiary of Karen, New Belgium would become part of a key financial network empowering the Burmese army. So we got the Burmese, we got the Myanmar, we got the Rogue. I have no idea what's going on here anymore. As a subsidiary of Karen, New Belgium would become part of a key financial network empowering the Burmese. I don't know why I can't say this word other than I'm just a fucking retard. Burmese army. God damn it. To continue committing genocide and crimes against humanity. Unquote. The document said. Now remember, there was no problem. Let me be clear. There was no problem with crimes against humanity when Hussein Obama, the first affirmative action president and the first half-black president and the second coming of Jesus, was murdering Muslims who were attending weddings with missiles launched from flying robots. Okay? So you're having a really hard time convincing me that murdering some Muslims is a big deal to a bunch of fucking hippies who voted for Obama, who murdered a shit ton of Muslims. Right? I'm really not buying this. Really not fucking buying it. The quote continues. By operating breweries in Burmese with the military, Karen is propping up a genocidal regime and is normalizing their conduct. Unquote. By operating breweries in Burmese with the military, Kieran is propping up a genocidal regime and normalizing their conduct. So Kieran, in buying New Belgium, is operating the brewery in Burmese. I thought with the military, and thus propping up a genocidal regime. Okay. That was some terrible writing because it really doesn't provide any kind of clear picture of what supposedly is going on, but this is a future journalist. I mean, seriously, I just read that. That's it. That's the entire article. Do you have a clear understanding of what the controversy is over about, actually about? I mean, the company donated some money to a military for what? Why? These are questions I'd like to have answers to. If only there were some real journalist. Why did the company donate money to this military? What country is this actually in? What is really going? Where is this located on the planet Earth? Like, there's all these different things in here. The Rakhine State and the Myanmar. And what the fuck is going on? And then, of course, there's a bunch of pictures of fucking hippies out here with their signs. This sign says, people over profit. Well, fuck you. You know, and here's the co-founder and CEO of New Belgium, which is, of course, a fucking woman, which explains why they have to sell their company because they can't make a fucking profit because it's run by a woman. So, you know, she's out here trying to look all fucking pathetic and everything and talk to people. Here's some other fucking hippie with his little hippie glasses. Oh, and all the men have beard. Hold on, is there a picture of any man without a beard? Well, he looks kind of like a man. He looks like a soy boy. But here's a hippie. He's got his beard. And Kiernan funds genocide. And then we've got some fucking hippies over here. Genocide is not a healthy community value. No, but genocide is a good way to keep your community healthy when an infectious agent begins to infiltrate it. And that infectious agent might be Muslims, it might be Jews, it might be the thing we're not talking about. But sometimes genocide is what you need to put a little bit of fucking chlorine into the gene pool and keep things pure. You know what I'm talking about? They're pure.